Okay, we left off over here on the Chesamid Aleph in the world of Pidyon HaBen and the concept of Gavra Rabba. What does that imply in terms of the various possibilities? But we Tosfos raises over here a technical issue about Rav Kahana. Here Noach Cohn comes into the Gemara, even if he's not in class, that you can have someone whose name is Kahana and not be a Kohen. And you can have a Kohen who's not a Kohen. And that, l'chor, is what the Gemara is saying, is what Tosfos raises, that we know that that Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. So how over here, if he was not a Kohen, could he get the Pidyon HaBen? He was married to a Kohenet, but he himself was not a Kohen. So Tosfos over here has two answers. One answer is that there were two Rav Kahanas, one of which was Noach Kohen, who was not a Kohen, and we had Nasan Kohen, who was a Kohen. And so one Gemara is talking about Noach, one Gemara is talking about Nasan, and everything Ba'al Makomo B'Shalom. However, the second teretz of Tosfos by us is that in Achinami, Rav Kahana was not a Kohen, but Bishvil Ishto, Haya Lokeach, that the Pidyon HaBen can be done by a Kohenet. And over here, Rav Kahana was simply standing in for his wife in terms of the Pidyon HaBen, that she was the Kohen rather than him. And you saw in that in Psalmim, Tosfos only has this teretz, namely that Rav Kahana received the Pidyon HaBen b'zchut Ishto. Within the sugyos, so in we have a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph and Beis to Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph that Ula have a Yoiv Matanta LeKohen, that Ula gave the Zroa LeChayim in Keva to a Kahanta, to a Kohenet, and so this we do find in the world of Zroa LeChayim VeKeva. The question is, if it lends itself to be expanded to other forms, to other matnos kahuna at all, including Pidyon HaBen. So here, I sent you to the Rambam, in which the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Chaf, brings in the Gemara in Chulin, HaKohenes Ochelas HaMatanos Afal Pishi Nesu'a LiYisrael, Mipnei She'ein Behem Kedusha. In other words, that the Rambam adds to the Gemara reason. The Gemara doesn't necessarily doesn't say this black and white, but the Rambam adds a reason that we have over here no Kedusha, and if we have no Kedusha, there's no reason why the Kohenet should not be a recipient of the Zro L'Chaim in the Keva. Once the Rambam posits that this is the reason, so he continues in Perek Yud and applies it also to Reishis HaGez. Reishis HaGez again is Chulin L'chol Davar, and once we saw that by Zro L'Chayayim and Keva, since it is Chulin, namely that the Kohen can take it after he receives it and give it to a Goy, feed it to a Kelev, there are no limitations. Ein Kedusha Klal. So if Reishis HaGez is also not plain, L'fikach Ani Omer, says the Rambam, I add one and one, Shenos Nosola Kohenes, Afal Pi Shehi Nesu'a L'Yisrael, Kematnos Behema. This is no different Alpisvara from Zerah L'Chayim and Keva, V'Yerah L'Isha Din Shnehem Echadhu. The question is, why does the Rambam stop at that point? Because the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim, when he spoke about dividing the different Matnos Kahuna into categories, so he had a category that was limited to Aharon Ubanov, he had a category that was limited to males, and that category he included B'chein Pidyon HaBen L'zichrei Kahuna, Shekein Nemar B'vinasata Kesel Yaron U Lebanav. There seems to be a lack of consistency. If the rule is that which is Chulin Gomor is a Kohenet can receive, why does it expand from Zorachayim Keva to Reishis HaGez and somehow stop before Pidyon HaBen? It's the same, the same Svara exists. So this is what is pointed out by the Mishnah Lamelech that we have over here, a machlokes rishonim. Pidyon HaBen, Tosfos perek elu ovrin, that Tosfos im psachim kasvu, shenitan af linekevos. And therefore, Rav Kahana, who was married to a Kohenet, the Baal is lokeya bishvila dumidus rochayim and keva. And we have, on the other hand, the Rambam who says it does not expand to pidyon haben. The Rush holds it does not expand to pidyon haben. The Rashba holds in a tshuva it does not expand to pidyon haben. But Tosus in Kedushin has two deos. This is as to how Rav Kahana received. In other words, do we have two Rav Kahanas, one of whom is a Kohen, and that's how he got the pidyon haben, or he got it via his wife? But the issue over here is trying to understand the Rambam. What exactly is going on? So I sent you to two achronim who sort of open a window by pointing out the yitachen that we have two tracks within the sugya in Chulin. Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think, is the clearest. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger that I related to in the Frankel Rambam, is found in Yoredeya. And Siman Samach Aleph, there's a Siman that deals with the world of Matnos Kahuna, Zroa Chayim Vekeva. And the Mechaber over there, Paskins, by Zroa Chayim and Keva, Nos Ninoso Le Kohenet, that's the Gemara. He Nebish Are Matnos Kahuna, can this be expanded? Kagon Pidyon Haben, the Chadoma Ronis Parish Dino, points Rabbi Kiva Eger Lehedya. And we pointed out it's a Machokas Rishonim. Venira de Talia Bazet. Ilchora is totally in the sugya in Chulin that there are the sugya in Chulin begins with Ula on the Kuf Lamad Aleph Amud Beis and then moves over to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov on the Kuf Lamad Beis Amud Aleph, and each of them has a different limud. The Ula Amar Kohen Afilu Kohenet B'Mashma, namely Ula starts off. His basic assumption is that whenever the Torah speaks about Kohen, our default position is that Kohen includes Kohenet, unless we have a miut. Unless we have a miut. That's what Rashi pointed out over there. Rashi le Kohenet, I focused out a few of the Rashi, bat Kohen, afilu eshet ish, the default position is kevan de kedusha letlehu, any matnas kahuna which does not have kedusha, eina masurim lezarim, hare muteret behem, velodami letruma, V'im Yishum V'nosan LaKohen. If your brother, the Torah speaks about Kohen, Kasav Rafi Kohen of the Mashma. Again, the default position is that Kohen includes Kohenet, unless we know otherwise. That's the opinion of Ula, and therefore in a Mincha we have a Miut of Aharon Ubanav. Pidyon Haben L'Chora we have no Miut, and therefore Dami L'Matanos V'nosim LaKohenet. That according to Ula, we understand the Shita of the Rishonim, that it should expand to Pidyon Haben. Avol Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, on the Kuf Lamed Beis Amed Aleph, look at Rashi over there, Debe Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, Ba'alma Kohen Velo Kohenet. In other words, his understanding is that the word Kohen excludes Kohenet. Our default position is that Kohen means a Zachar. And therefore, unless we have some limud that would override it. So in the world of matanos, avo kohen dechsiv gabe matanos rochaim and keva, afil kohenet b'mashma my time have a miut. We have a miut achar miut. Bereisha ksiv zeyem mishpat kohenim. Mashma kohenim velo kohenet. Ksiv b'sefer nasan a kohen. Mashma nami kohen lemute kohenet a miut achar miut elu l'rabos. Namely, the default position of Ula was that Kohen includes Kohenet unless we have a reason to exclude. The default position of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is that Kohen excludes Kohenet unless we have a ribui to be marbe. And so therefore, going back to Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov damar miyut achar miyut im ken yesh lamar dafka b'matanos de gori kra. We have the miyut achar miyut avalo ba'alma. Since the Gemara concludes over there that within this machlokes Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and Ula, we paskin like Ula, so then memela de gam shar matnos kahuna hachihu zulat nich de nitchak de halacha kula velo mita ame. Now it's unless we're going to somehow say we paskin like Ula by Zroa at Uchaim and Keva, but not because of his reasoning that Kohen includes Kohenet, but rather because of the reasoning of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. But that's a dochak. Ubetosus bekedushin kasu bechad terutza derav kahana shakel pidyan aben dishil ishto. The efshar de mehai time anokat Rashi bechulin vahid rav kahana do achal bishil ishto the kohen afilu kohenet mashba. Namely, that according to Tosfos, our Tosfos, the Tosfos in Psachim, and the Deya in Tosfos of Chulin, the Rav Kahana ate for his wife, he was learning like Uga, Kohen Afilu Kohenet B'mashma. Why did Rashi link Rav Kahana with Uga? So he explains, because according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, it would be limited to the world of Zeruah Chayim and Keva, wouldn't make its way to the world of Pidyon Haben. So he points out that even though Pnei Yehoshua asks on Tosfos, maybe it's limited to Zeruah Chayim and Keva, but the Rebbe Kiva Eger says it's Niflesi. That's true according to Elazar ben Yaakov, but according to Uga, we have a Svara, Kohen Afilu Kohenet. The problem that he's left with is the Rambam. In other words, how do we shuv reisi that the Rosh and the Rambam, namely, it's not a problem to paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but then one has to be consistent. Not only should we exclude Pidyon Haben, we should also exclude Reishis Hages. In other words, how do you have a situation where you're including Reishis Hages? You know, it's that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's Ula, and you're excluding Pidyon Haben, which according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. How can you be tofes on both ends? Either we should take the approach of Ula, that Kohen, the default position is that everything is included unless we have a miyut, and the only miyut that we have is by a mincha, or take the approach of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that Kohen means specifically a Kohen unless we have a ribui, and the only ribui that we have is by Zeruah Chayim and Keva. How do you expand from Zeruah Chayim and Keva to Reishis Hages like Ula and leave out Pidyon Haben like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? That Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't explain. What he does explain is how we can have over here a machlokes rishonim. We have a machlokes rishonim. How do we paskin in the sugya? That Tosos paskins in the sugya like Ula, and the Rosh and the Rashba, etc., they'll paskin in the sugya like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. But how does the Rambam paskin like both? That Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't explain. We have this, you know, it's similarly, the Gra, the syntax is much more difficult for us to understand, but he's also basically dealing in giving his Mar Makomos with these two approaches of Ula and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Does anyone have an answer for the Rambam? Anyone have a direction for the Rambam?
But we have
a miyut in Pidyon Haben from okay, that certainly is a possibility, right? In other words, that when the Ram says v'chein pidyon haben l'zuchei kuhuna shekein ne'emar bo v'natzata akesev l'aron ulebanav, that would be a miyut. Certainly, it's possible. Gzeres hakosev is always an option. Is there a svara to distinguish between Zeruah Chayim and Keva and Reishis Hages on one hand, and say that because they're chulin, they're muta for a kohenet, and Pidyon Haben, on the other hand, that even though it's chulin, it doesn't go to a kohenet. There's a tshuva that I saw of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let me just remember exactly what siman it was. I think it's siman Reish Gimel, in his Shelos Tshuvos, in which he uses the terminology of be'en and eino be'en. That Zerol Chayim and Keva and Reishis Hages are be'en, as opposed to Pidyon HaBen, which is Eino Be'en. Would that give you a direction of distinguishing between them? That maybe there are two different types of matnos kahuna, those that are be'en and those that are eino be'en. Yes?
You're saying tangible versus something.
Okay, fine. What, in other words, moving it to terminology which is a little closer to us, right? In other words, you're saying that we have the tangible matnos kahuna of Zerah L'Chaim and Keva and Reishis HaGez, that those are considered to be Mamon HaShevet, and the Shevet consists of men and women, right? That the Kohenet is just as part, much a part of the Shevet, right? There's no Kedusha involved. We're not dealing with issues of Kedusha. We're simply dealing with something which is Chulin, which is a Matana, a tangible Matana, and that belongs to the Shevet, and a woman is just as much a part of the Shevet as a man, right? Ma'ashein Kein Pidyon HaBen. What does it mean by monetary? We spoke about Pidyon HaBen. Aside from the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, there's a chov. There's a debt owed. So perhaps when we're dealing with something which is tangible, when we're dealing with a matana of an object, so that's Mamon HaShevet, and that can go even to a Kohenet. When we're dealing on the plane of a chov, the chov may be to Aharon Ubanav, namely to take that which Ari pointed out, that we have this Gzeras HaKosov of Aharon Ubanav, and say, it's not a gzeras hakosuv as much as a separate category. We have over here a debt, and the debt, yitachin, that would only be la'aron ubanav to exclude the kohanot. Namely, that there is room to distinguish. It's not, in other words, there is a certain, when the Rambam writes that yiroi elisha din shnehem echad hu, when he writes that Reishis HaGez is similar to Zerah L'Chaim and Keva, in other words, the din echad is not just that they're matnos kahuna, but we're dealing with tangible matnos kahuna. We're dealing with matnos kahuna be'en. On that plane, we have over here, if we're dealing with the matana, which is no kedusha, there's no reason why it shouldn't go to the kohenet. Masha'en came, when we're not dealing with the matnos kahuna positively, we're dealing with a debt which is owed to the kohanim, yitachin, that is limited to Aaron Obana. Perhaps. That would be that which pushed the Rambam in this direction. Okay. What? That would?
In the
Shut of the Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Shut of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Siman Reish Gimel. And all he does is just use that language. He speaks about Be'en and Eno Be'en. I'm just, you know, suggesting to you that we can apply it over here to this Rambam. Okay. Now we're moving over to a new sugya. Amar Rav Elazar, hiskad sheli b'mana, v'nosan la dinar. How many dinarim are there in a mana? Excuse me? 100? How many dinarim in a mana? Is a dinar more than a mana? A mana less than a mana? Certainly less than a mana. Okay, Vashas, there are four dinarim in a mana. Nasan hiskachli b'mana, but nasan la dinar. In other words, that two dinarim would make a shekel, and then two shekel make a mana, or maybe eight, or maybe it would be one-eighth. Echshelo yeh, it's a percentage of a mana. Harezo mekudeshet v'yashlim. Harezo mekudeshet v'yashlim. And then the Gemara says, my taima. And we'll have to see in a minute what question are we answering with the Maitaima. Kevan do amar la mana, v'yahiv la dinar, k'man do amar la almanas domi, amar Rav Huna, amar Rav, ko amar almanas, ko amar me achshav domi. We brought in this concept of ko amar almanas, ko amar me achshav domi in a previous, in a different context, in the world of Tnai, that we said that perhaps the whole din of Tnai Kafu'l is in a Tanai of Im, as opposed to a Tanai of Almanas. That was a shita of the Gaonim that the Rambam quoted and the Rambam liked very much. But now, we're dealing with this Kol HaOmer Al Menas Kol HaMei Achshav from a different perspective. What over here is the eker question, or in terms of the Gemara, what word in this Gemara lends itself to two very, very different meanings and a whole distinction within the world of the Rishonim, within the statement of Rav Eliezer, Hiskachli b'mana b'nasan l'adina hareza mekudeshet v'yashlim. Which word? Make up your mind. Which word is the most difficult? You're correct, but you know, let's start off with one word rather than two. Mekudeshet is difficult for you. Okay. Perhaps we'll be able to understand Mekudeshet a little better if we'll understand V'yashlim. Okay. What are the two options, a priori, before we see who says what, in understanding V'yashlim? Yes?
Either V'yashlim is a fulfillment of the tradition, or it's a hope.
If you were to be translated, you're writing a Steinsaltz English translation of art scroll of the Gemara. How would you translate V'yashlim?
Either he's chayav to pay, or he wants, or when he pays.
In other words, either it means if and when he's mashlim, then mekudeshet, right? Or it means V'yashlim, he has to be mashlim V'yashlim. Then we were dealing over here with an obligatory statement. Are we speaking about over here as an option, right? In other words, Hareza Mekudeshet V'yashlim. If and when he pays, then we're going to have the Kedushin. Or we're speaking over here about an obligation. He has V'yashlim. He has to pay. He owes the money. Not just he owes the money, but he has to pay. There's no issue over here that he has to pay Kofin or so in order to be Mashlim. Yes?
Just in terms of distinguishing between those or more, if and when, then it will be Kedushin. Isn't that implying that it's only Kedushin when he pays?
No, that's what Noach pointed out very properly, that you know that Mekudeshet appears to be that there's Kedushin immediately. And then there's V'yashlim. So how could there be Kedushin immediately if he hasn't finished paying? So here is where we have the Maitaima. That's what the Gemara itself was bothered by. How can you have Kedushin immediately if V'yashlim is going to be in the future? Kevan do'amar la mana v'yayv ladin are k'man do'amar almanas v'kol amar almanas k'omar me'achshav. Namely, we have over here a retroactive Kedushin within that approach. Okay? That, in other words, that's once you learn V'yashlim as if and when, so then Yisrael's question is raised, and that's what the Gemara is asking. Why should there be Kedushin now if it's only if and when he is Mashlim? And the answer is because we have over here a Tanai of an equivalent of Almanas, which is Me'achshav, that it will occur retroactively. So let's see what the Shitos are. So after you are having looked at the Rishonim, what I tried to do was simply sift and sieve the Rishonim for the relevant paragraphs that sort of, or words that summarize the Shitos. So let's go to the Chidushei HaRitva on Daf Samach Amad Aleph, where we have a parallel sugya over there of an individual who is paying things in installments. Rav Huna Amar L'chashiyitain Tana'ahu Mekayema Tana'a V'azla, that is Mekayim the Tanai piece by piece in installments. Perush Kol Hecha Deba'aya She'ein Kofin Perush Kol Hecha Deba'aya, namely that when you are taking care of a Tanai in installments, this is Kol Hecha Deba'aya, this is at your behest, this is at, you know, up, it's up to you, that this is something which is voluntarily being done, and the Ritva then gives a rule, she'ein kofin she'tekayim hatnai k'dei l'kayim hama'aseh, that we have a rule in Dinei Mamonos that whenever we have a tnai and a ma'aseh, right, that over here, let's say in our case, the ma'aseh is kedushin, the tnai is that I'm going to give you a mana. We never force the individual to fulfill the tanai in order that the ma'isa be mekuyam. It's up to the husband. If he will keep his word, then we'll have kedushin. If he decides to be chozer bo, he can be chozer bo and not keep the tanai, and then there won't be kedushin. But the rule is ein kofin shetekayim hatanai kedei lekayim hamaaseh. That's the ritva's rule of thumb. However, even if we have a rule in Dine Mamonos, it could very well be that in the world of Kedushin, we're going to have external reasons to revise the rule. Right? In other words, if I tell you, I'm going to buy your field, that I want to buy your field, and the field would be mine when I give you $1,000. So, you know, it's, and I give you a down payment of $500. So if I fulfill my word, then the field will be mine. If I don't, it won't be mine. But mine. In other words, but no one's going to force me to fulfill my word. Either, you know, the maisa is totally, if the tanai is kayam, the maisa will be kayam. If tanai is not kayam, the maisa won't be kayam. That's the default position of the ritva. However, in the world of kedushin, we have two reasons not, you know, it's to sort of go beyond this rule. So one is the ritva and Daf Samach, and the other is the ritva by us. Umihu bi Yerushalmi, I'm continuing over there in the ritva and Daf Samach, mashma de'im nisa'a, namely, not only did he give her a dinar as a marriage ring, not only was there kedushin, but afterwards there was a yichud room, And he married her lechora, namely niskayimu hakedushin legamre, umachalo hatnai uzekafo hamaos chov, kidei shalotehe sham beilat znut, vekofin lebal hatnai lekayim hatnai. That when the world of tanai and maase has ramifications of the Iser and Heter, not just a question who's the owner of the field. It's not just a question as to whether this woman is an Eishes Ish or not an Eishes Ish. Can anyone else marry her? But in terms of the husband himself, in other words, how do we view his relationship to her? In other words, that what are we saying? That he's now going to live with her intimately. And as to whether this is a bilas nus is going to be totally, as to whether down the line he's going to continue the payment or not, that's something which the Yerushalmi felt was improper. And so the Yerushalmi says that in this case, in the world in which not just that he gave her the money of Kedushin and then he went to New York and she remained in California, and there's no issue of Easter on a day-to-day plane, but they both remain in New York together, Mashrim Nisa'a and the Skaimu HaKadushin Legamre, in that case, what Chazal did was that they insisted that he pay her. They insisted that the Kedushin be completed, in other words, their kofin, la'kayim ha'tanai, k'dei l'kayim ha'maaseh, in order that it shouldn't be bilatznut, in order that it shouldn't be that it'll turn out that he was living with her in sin. Yes?
Is that what he's saying, or is he saying that, because he says mafo, like, logically, it's done, and then, in other words, with Arez, it seems like he's completely off the hook. In other words, once he has Masah, so now Mako and the Tanai is covered. And then the Rabbana came and wanted to. That's how, I don't know.
I would have said that had we not had the last five words. The Kofin Labal Hatanai Lakayim Hatanai.
So, what do you do with the word Mako?
That. What they did was they turned the tanai into a chov. They turned the tanai into a chov, that he owes her the money.
So right? He's machlo in terms of the kedushin, but he's now transferred over to a chov.
Correct. Right. In other words, it's transferred over into a chov in order that there be kedushin, in order that his be'ilot won't be be'ilat snut. Okay? Mm-hmm. But it appears from the Yerushalmi that this is only if there was nisuin. Namely, if all that there was kedushin, and then again he went to New York and she went to California, And there was just Kedushin. Like in the time of Chazal, there was a Kedushin, and then there was a year between the Kedushin and the Nisuin. Then we would wait for the year. We have, you know, where it's Sof Kol Sof, you know, where it's she is Begeder Isha Mekudeshet, she is Begeder Anashis Ish, and if it turns out then that he doesn't give her the money, okay. So then, the Mafreya, then everything falls apart and she can go ahead and find someone else to get married to. But there's no day-to-day Isur that has to be dealt with. However, the Ritva by us views even his being in New York and her being in California as a problem. Amar Rav Elazar, Hiskachli b'manav anasan l'amana mekudeshet b'dinar v'yashlim. Perush. V'im lo hishlim, eina mekudeshet. Avalim hishlim o machalo mekudeshet. The mechila kai gavna kashiva kenesina. Okay. Namely, that we have over here, like similar to the Ritva Nasamach, an option. It's up to him. If and when he is Mashlim, then she is L'mafreya Mekudeshet. Umistabra, says the Ritva, not a Yerushalmi, but simply Svara, Shekofin Oso L'hashlim O Liftar Osa, even though in Dine Mamanos, the rule would be, he can take his time. And it's up to him, it's up to his volition. But because we're dealing over here with a very sensitive area of shelo ya'agen osa, va'amrinan le o kenos o petor, that even if he's in New York and she's in California, but she's an aguna, in other words, she doesn't know whether in the end she's going to be a nesua or not being a nesua, so we tell him, kofen osa, either vahashlim o liftar osa. Namely, either write her a letter, I change my mind, and you're free to marry whoever you want, or send her a check, you know, give her the rest of the money to be mashlim. Namely, parallel to the Yerushalmi, but as opposed to the Yerushalmi that we would only have this unique din of kofin in a situation where there was nisuin, and then the kofin is a one-way street. Kofin lahashlim, according to the Ritva over here, we have a kofin to be mashlim or to be poter. We force him to make a decision, not to leave her an aguna. That's also important, that she shouldn't be left as a suffek eishes ish. Even if there's not any day-to-day iser, simply it's not a proper situation that a woman should be put into, that she doesn't know whether she will be married or she won't be married. She's currently on the way to being married. She shouldn't remain on the way to being married. Okay? But again, the Ritva's position is in the world of Mamanos that we are not kofe. That we are not kofe, an individual to be Mekayim Atanai in order to be Mekayim the Masa. But over here, we have two reasons why we would have a kfiya from the outside, for a side reason. The side reason either being it shouldn't be Bilas Nus, or that she shouldn't be an aguna. Who disagrees head on with this understanding of the Ritva? Who disagrees head on in the world of Mamanos, the Ikaron, against the Ritva? The Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam, the Perish HaMishnayis of the Rambam in Kedushin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. V'amru v'yitain, like parallel to our viashlim, klomar shehu chayav litain, ukishenosein naaseis mekudeshes mishas kabolas kedushin, ukiilu amar la harayat mekudeshet li meachshav laachar sheeten lach matayim zuz, v'chein amru almenas sheeten lach mikan ad shloshim yom, lefi sheklal hu etzlenu kol haomer almenas kaomer meachshav dami. What is the Rambam saying over here? He says black and white, Klamar, hu chayav litain. That when it says v'yitain, hu chayav litain. V'yashlim, hu chayav lahashlim. Why? Don't we have a rule that we don't force people to keep tanoim in order to be mekayim the ma'aseh? So the Rambam says that rule has an exception. Not Kedushin. That rule has an exception in the world of Tanayim. What type of Tanai are we not? Do we not force a person to keep? And what kind of Tanai do we force a person to keep? What does the Rambam say?
Well,
What's unique about this Tanai? The moment that he said, Hare Mekudeshet Li V'mana. Excellent. That this is a Tanai of Almanas. Namely, and a Tanai of Almanas is the equivalent of Me'achshav. Namely, that any time I have a Tanai, which is Me'achshav, which is going to work retroactively from now, such a Tanai we force a person to keep. Masha'enken, when we're dealing with the Tanai of Im, that's up to the person, whether he wants to keep it or not. I mean, it's not just a question, like we saw early in the Rambam, where is there a din of Tanai Kafu? By a din of Im, there's a din of Tanai Kafu. By Amanas, there's no need for a Tanai Kafu. We're saying much more than that. We're saying that in the world of Im, that's a classic Tanai, which is in the hands of the Bala Tanai, to fulfill or not to fulfill. However, a Tanai of Me'achshav, Kofinoso, we force the person to fulfill the Tanai, because the ramifications are retroactive. When the ramifications are Mikano Lahaba, for the future, that he can decide what will be in the future. But when he wants to have a Tanai that already is going to be considered to be Me'achshav, then we force him. That's the Rambam's principle. And this will help us understand a Rashi in, that I think Ari was relating to, this will help us understand a Rashi in Shavuos. That the Gemara over there in Shavuos, you saw the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Amen. The word Amen we know has a lot of meanings. Even before there was a woman who wrote a book about Amen, Chazal spoke about Amen. Right? Amen means Shvua. Amen bo Shvua, bo Kabbalas Devarim, bo Ha'amanas Devarim. And then the Gemara brings a proof text for each of these meanings of Amen. Amen, it's as though I took the Shvua that was said earlier. Amen, I take upon myself the responsibility of that the person said earlier. And Amen is that I have full belief in that which was said earlier. These are three. What is that middle category? Look in Rashi. Ha'omer l'chaveiro al menas shetekayem li t'nai kach v'kach v'amar Amen kibel devarav v'chayev l'kayem t'no. That if I tell someone I will let you be my roommate, almanas, that you will make a key for yourself to the room, and that person says amen, so then kibel devarav v'chayev l'kayim oso. Then he has to make a key for the room in order to fulfill that he'll be the roommate. So al atar, Rabbi Akiva Eger asked the question, who ever heard of such a world? Who ever heard of a world that a person has to keep a Tanai? Isn't that up to the person himself? I'm sorry, the Gilin HaShas I couldn't print out. Gilin HaShas says, Lo yadati ha leka chiyuv la'asos ha-Tanai ela im lo yikayim ha-Tanai batal ha-Masa. The mecher matana mechila v'kayotze ubazet zarech la'amen shiyehei kabbala umat zarech l'kablaso ho hanosein lo nosan rak almenas v'im lo yikayim atanai v'meila batel hanasina zarech iyun. The Rabbi Akiva Eger leaves Rashi as zarech iyun. Where do we lose this come from? What l'chor is Rashi saying? Who does Rashi agree with? This is the Rambam Shita. This is exactly what Rashi says, that if we're dealing with the case of almenas, in the world of almanas, that's not up to the individual. Then chayev l'kayim tonight. So we have Rashi, and we have Rashi, and we have the Rambam, and l'chora. This is what's mashma. There is a whole sugi in Gittin and Daf Ayin Vav. The Rashba over there is also mashma that way. And which other Rishon in our sugya learns in this direction, that we have a rule that every Tanai of Almanas were Mechayev L'Kayim HaTanai? The Me'iri begins, we'll come to the Me'iri in a minute. The Me'iri, it's unclear exactly what he is saying, but who does say this black and white? The Talmud of the Rashba, correct. This is the Talmud of the Rashba on Daf Chesamad Aleph. Amar Avalazar is Kachli B'mana B'nasan Lo Din Ar Mekudeshet V'yashlim Perush V'yashlim Baal Korcho Yashlim Baal Korcho V'hareyu Ki Lo Am Hare Mekudeshet Li Bazeh Adin Ar Al Menas She'etem Lecha Mana She'akadush En Cholen Me'ata from now V'hi Tuchal L'achricho L'hashlim T'na D'kaimelan Ko Omer Al Menas Ko Omer Me'achshav Damei V'hu Eino Yachol Omer Lo Ashlim V'lo Tiskadesh Li. Okay, in other words, that he has no alternative, that he has to be, so this is the, okay, so we have the Rambam, the Talmud of the Rashba, we have Rashi in Shavuos, who are all saying that this is a din within Almanas. Masha Enkein, Rabbi Akiva Eger is assuming there's no nafkamina between Im and Almanas in this respect. And we never machayev anyone to be machayev tonight. That's the Ritva, both on Daf Samach and Daf Ches. However, the Ritva points out that in our sugya that there shouldn't be igun, or in our sugya there shouldn't be bilasnus. Here we have a unique case of COVID. Okay, the one that we have left is the Me'iri. That as Noach pointed out, the Me'iri would seem to begin like the Rambam, but then he veers off, and the Avdei Miluim, I think, is explaining the Me'iri. Let's look at the Me'iri together. Hiskad shili b'mana, nasan radin, areza mekudeshet, shemi'achar sh'amar la b'mana stam, v'nasan la hadinar, vaday daito l'hiyos ikar hakadushin b'dinar, v'hash'ar t'nai alav, hareza ka'ome harayat mekudeshet li b'dinar, al menat she'ashlim lachmana, u'kishiyashlim hamana mekudeshet l'mafreya, Mishas Nesinas Hadinar, Umikoma Kom Nechuko Mefarshim im Yechola the Kofola Hashlim im Lav, Yesh Mefarshim Vyashlim al Korcho, Ritzon Olamar Shehi Kofato Bebezdin al Hashlamas Hamana, Veino Yechol Lachzor Bo, Vein He Enechol Lachzor, Vapshuta Shal Sugyezo, Muchachat Kain. And with that, the Me'iri says that Lachora, this Shita that we are Kofa is built into the sugya. However, the Me'iri already began differently by saying that daito liyot ikar kedushin b'dinar v'hashar t'nai alav v'havei ka'omer harayam kudeshet b'dinar almanat sh'ashlim loch. That we didn't see earlier in the Rambam. And then, if you move to the last line of the Me'iri over here, Aval bazo, kvar nigmeru hakidushin, v'hatnai me'elav ba, v'en yachol lachzor el kofen oso lahashlim. So the Me'iri is similar to the Rambam in the fact that we have over here a tnai of almanas, and that we have a chiv of kfiyah. That yes, but it appears that it's not that we have a rule that every tnai of almanas were kofa, but rather what? In other words, according to the Rambam, with what is she mekudeshet? With the mana or with the dinar? According to the Rambam, what we saw up to this point, with what is she mekudeshet? With the mana. She's mekudeshet with the mana l'mafreya. And since he said almanat, therefore, and it's going to go mafreya, we have a rule that kofin l'kayim ha-tanai in order to be mekayim the masa. Any tanai of almanat, anything which is going to work on mafreya, we are kofa. But that's not the Me'iri. The Me'iri speaks about the fact that kvar nigmaru hakedushin v'hatanai me'elav bo. That, in other words, what is the Me'iri saying over here? That when we have such a tanai, where he says iskad shali b'mana v'nasan l'dinar, what is this person actually doing? He's breaking up the mana into two parts. That she's mekudeshet with the dinar, and the rest of the money is a chov. The rest of the money is a chov, and we're always kofa people to pay their debts. Anyone, you know, it's any debt, that we know exists, either via Edim or via an Odisa or via a Shtar. We're always kofa people to pay their debts. And so over here, the Yashlim is to pay his debt. What if he doesn't pay his debt? He's kohen anyway. That's the uniqueness of the Meiri. That's not in the Rambam. Right? The Rambam holds that since he said he was a Mekadesh with the mana, and he said Almanat, we force him to give the mana to create the Kedushin. Over here, according to the Meiri, no. The mom, that she's really Mekadesh with the dinar. The rest of the money is a chov. We're kofa on the chov. But if he doesn't pay the chov, she's still Mekadesh with the dinar, and therefore he can't be choserbo, and she can't be choserbo because she's already mekudeshet. Namely, that the meiri over here is much more radical. This is what the Avdi Miluim points out. Lachain nira ganias daiti demad the kashel who behafter avalazir is kachli beman nasal adina mekudeshet the yashlim. That there was someone who asked the Baal Haktzos, the Avdi Miluim, I, what's going on over here? Came under lo kafle. There was no tnai kafel amai yashlim. Namely, that if we already have a kinyan and the only issue is paying a debt of the rest of the value, that doesn't impact on the kinyan. The mice is already done. The mice is already completed. All we have over here is an external chov that has to be paid. And that over here, this is l'chora, even though he doesn't, the Ksos didn't have the Meiri, but even though he doesn't quote the Meiri, but l'chora, this is the shita that he's explaining. That we have over here, kvar nigmaru hakedushin, and we're going back to the Meiri, kvar nigmaru hakedushin, v'atanai me'elav ba. He has a tanai of a chov. That tanai is something that he has to pay. En yochol lachzar, kofenoso lahashlim. He has to pay his chovot. But even if he doesn't pay, she's still mekudeshet. So if we would want to take the Meiri and put him as opposed to the Ritva, not the Rambam. The Rambam and the Ritva, that's the question, is there a chiyuv and a tanai of almanas to be mashlim the tanai? According to the Ritva, ain kofen oso l'kayim atanai kedei l'kayim amaseh. According to the Rambam, kofen oso l'kayim atanai kedei l'kayim amaseh. That's the machokas Ritva and Rambam. What's the machokas Ritva and Meiri? That's a much more beautiful machokas. What's the machokas between the Rambam, between the Meiri and the Ritva, and the Meiri quotes the Ritva, not in the Ritva's name. The Meiri quotes the Ritva's name of Chachmei Ahar, Chachmei Provence, right? He has a whole list of Rishonim who say that Yochol Lachzorbo, that it's up to the individual whether he's going to be Mashlim, and Yochol Lachzorbo. According to the Meiri, pointed out, even if he's not Mashlim, the Kedushin is Kayim. According to most Rishonim, if he's not Mashlim, according to the Ritva, Chachmei Provence, Chachmei Yahar, then there's no Kedushin. What's that Machlokas? Excuse me?
Whether it works on Mafreya or not.
Everyone agrees that this, the Gemara says it works on Mafreya. The Gemara says,
according to the Meiri, it can work on Mafreya. According to the Meiri, the second you give him the key for the dinar, then the Mekudesh.
Okay, so how do we view a situation where I tell a woman, I'm going to mekadesh you with $100 and I only give her 50. I'm going to mekadesh you with $100 and I give you 50. The Meiri says in that situation, she's mekudeshet. The moment she gets the 50, she's mekudeshet. Most Rishonim say in that situation, the Ritva says in that situation, she's not mekudeshet unless I give her the 100. And if I never give her the 100, she's not mekudeshet. Okay? So, what category applies to the world of Kesef Kedushin according to all Rishonim that doesn't apply according to the Me'iri? If I were to tell a woman that I'm Mekadesh you, I'll manas that I'm a Kohen, and it turns out that I'm not a Kohen. Is she Mekudeshet? No. That's called the Mekachtos, correct? If I were to tell a woman I'm Mekadesh her, I'm manas that I'm a Tamil Chacham, I'm an Aretz, she's not Mekudeshet. That's a Mekachtos. If I tell a woman I'm Mekadesh you with $100 and I'm giving her 50, so according to the Ritva, that's the equivalent of saying I'm a Kadeshu, I'm an Asan, I'm a Kohen, and I'm not a Kohen. I'm an Asan, I'm a Tamil Chacham, not a Tamil Chacham. Namely, we have a din of Mekachtos. In other words, that she never accepted a Kedushin of 50. And this is not, this doesn't get off the ground. If it'll be Mashlim, then it won't be a Mekachtos. If he's not Mashlim, it's simply a Mekachtos. But according to the Me'iri, there's no din of Mekachtos by Kesef Kedushin. That, in other words, there is a din of Mekachtos in terms of the Cheftza of the man, the Cheftza of the woman, but not in terms of the Meha Mekach. It could be this would move over also into the world of buying a field. That's what the afternoon wants to say. If I were to buy a field from you and I offer you, you know, it's $1,000. I only pay you $500. So according to most Rishonim, Mitachin, it's Mekachtos. I said I was going to give 100. I only gave 50. Doesn't get off the ground. According to the Me'iri, we turn the 50 into the Kesef of Kesef Kinyan, and the rest of it is a Chov. Namely, the field is now mine, and I owe you the money. It's that. The question is how the Miluim moved it over into the world of even Konelo Sada, that we have a very basic machlokis over here in terms of does the world of Mekachtos apply to does it apply to the Meha Mekach? Does it apply to a purchase price which is being paid? According to the Me'iri, there's no din of Mekachtos. Anything beyond the Pruta, that's Kesef Kinyan, and anything beyond it that I owe a debt. That is owed. In other words, the person can go to Bezdin and be called for me, but it's a debt which is owed. It's not part of the Mekach. Masha'inkin, according to the other Rishonim, if he's not going to give what he promised, it doesn't get, in other words, that the entire Maisa never gets off the ground. Okay, so this, in other words, these then are the three shitos that we have. Namely, one option is to say the Ashlin means voluntarily. If he does, he does. He doesn't, he doesn't. And we may have kfiya from left field. Kfiya because of ego and kfiya because of bilasnus. But the ikar hadin, there's no kfiya. The other possibilities that we have kfiya, but that again can be learned in two ways. Either we have kfiya like the Rambam and Rashi and Talmud Arashba, that whenever we have a tanai of amanas, we have kfiya. Or we have the din of the Me'iri, that whenever we have a world of Kedushin, or according to the Avdin Biluim, whenever we have a world of Kinyan, I'm kone with whatever I gave, and the rest of it is a chov. And so we're being kofet, to be mashlim the chov. But the Kinyan already took place with whatever I gave originally, and there's no din of Mekach Taos by the world of the Me' Mekach. If we look together in the Tosus Rehazaken, let's look together. Harezo Mekudeshet. So Noach said already that bothered him, that phrase, Harezo Mekudeshet. So the Tosus Rehazaken says, Miyad, Kishenosan Lahadinar, Ve'ena Yachola Lachsorbo. Now this could be at this point either the Rambam or the Me'iri. Let's continue. The haver le commando amarga harayat mekudeshet li bedinar al menat she'ashlim lach mana. Again, this can either be the Rambam or the Me'iri. It could be the Rambam that we put the stress in the words almanas, or it could be the Me'iri put the stress in the words mekudeshet bedinar. Umihu im lo hishlim lach mana, ein tzarich get Shaharei lo hishlim tina'o. And now he moves over to the Ritva, that this is up to him to do. Nimtza shehu yachol lachzor bo, v'hi eina yachol lachzor ba. V'huadinim nasan lapruta mekudeshet v'yashlim la hamana, v'urcha demilsa naka t'mishirotza liminos mana, eina mana la bapruto sela bedinarim shemekatzer cheshbono, etc. And then he continues, V'ika man da'amar shafal pishlo hishlim la hamana tzricha get. This would be clearly the Meiri. V'tosu biyadam demai bein tenai zeh l'shar tenayim. If the tenai is not makuyam, the mice is not makuyam. So the Tosus Rihazaken goes back and forth. It leaves it very, very much in the air. Exactly what in other words, what his... I mean, he himself learns like the Ritva, but what is he rejecting? That's unclear. Whether he's rejecting the Rambam or he's rejecting the Meiri, that remains, I think, my humble opinion, unclear. Okay, we continue a few more lines in the Gemara. Yeah. Okay, so Gemara asks, Meisave, Hiskad shli b'mana v'hayamone v'holech v'ratza echad mehen lachzor. Afilu bedinor ha'acharon harishus biyado. What over here is the question according to the Ritva? That within the statement of Rav Elazar, from when would there be Kedushin? The Ritva learned the Gemara, and the Rambam and the Meiri learned the Gemara. Right? They're all learning the same Gemara. But what over here is the question? What does Rashi say? Harishus biyado, she'en hakedushin cholin ad shetekabel eskulo va'at amris mekudeshet. Namely, that within Rav Elazar, when would the Kedushin take place?
After.
Within Rav Elazar, Nasan Ladina, what does Rashi say? Miyad Mekudeshet the Kibla Lalashem Kedushin, the Almanas Shiashlim Tina'o. Within Rav Elazar, we have Kedushin, which is Me'achshav. And within this Braisa, we have Kedushin that is Mikan Ulahaba. Right? In other words, that we have over here a question as to when the Kedushin is chal. That Rav Elazar said his kachi v'mana zavanasan ladina harezim mekudeshet v'yashrim. And so the mekudeshet is going to be l'mafreya. My taima da'amaga mana k'man da'amar al-manas dame. V'kolomer al-manas k'man me'achshav me'sve. Why do you say that this takes place me'achshav? We have a brayse that says, Afilu bedinar ha'acharon harashus biyado, and ena kedushin cholin ach tekabel es kulo, that's only kedushin mikan olahaba. That's the question according to the Ritva. What would be the question according to the Rambam and the Meiri? We would have a double question. A, previously we said the Kedushin was Me'achshav, and here it's Mikan Olahaba. And also previously we said, according to the Rambam and the Meiri, V'yashlim means what? kofin, right? And here it says, "V'ratze echa nemrachzor harishus biyado." Namely, we have a double problem. Okay, in other words, that each of the Rishonim would learn the Gemara according to his understanding. According to the Ritva, all along the Gemara knew that imratze lachzor choser. That the Gemara knew all along. Meikar hadin imratze lachzor choser. The different question is, when he finishes paying, from when is the Kedushin chal? Is it chal l'mafreya, or is it chal mikano v'haba? So Rabbi Elazar said it's l'mafreya, and this Brisa says it's mikan u'l'haba. Mashen ken, according to the Meiri and the Rambam, previously we said two things. A, Kedushin was chal me'achshav, and B, kofen oso. So over here we see a double whammy, that it's only mikano v'haba and imratze lachzor choser. Okay? So the Gemara answers, hacha mayaskinan b'mana zo. So, according to the Ritva, between what and what is the Gemara distinguishing? When we're dealing with mana stam, how does that work? L'mafreya. Mana zo works mikano v'haba. Correct? According to the Rambam and the Meiri, monastam. According to the Rambam and the Meiri, monastam, we say kofin. Monazu, we don't say kofin. Or to put it in different words, monastam, why do we say kofin? What do we have? We have a chof. We're kofin on the chof. Masha'enkin and monazo, we don't have a chov. Mana zo means that this is how we're defining kesef kedushin. And if we don't have kesef kedushin, so then we have a mekachtos. Namely, in the world of chov, there's no mekachtos. In the world of defining kesef kedushin, we have a concept of mekachtos. So we have over here that, in other words, each of these rishonim would learn the sugya l'shitato. That according to the Ritva, Rav Elazar's ikar chiddush is that we have kedushin l'mafreya. But we have a din of kol ha'tara kula that we're not kofin. So over here, even though Rav Elazar says l'mafreya, here we have a brayse that says mikano v'haba. So we distinguish mana stam is l'mafreya, mana zo is mikano v'haba. That's what he meant by the zo. According to the Meiri, so the kasha is a double kasha. A, is it l'mafreya mikano v'haba? Bet, are we kofin or not kofin? So we say mana stam, it's l'mafreya and kofin, because it's a chov. Mana zo, it's mikano v'haba and not kofin, because this is the definition of kesef kedushin. And so if he pays it, she's mekudeshet. If he doesn't pay it, mekachtos, and there is no kedushin. Okay. That's what we have over here. Okay, then the Gemara brings in, what about the Seifa? And the Gemara, it points out that the Seifa is simply Megala the Reisha. In the first wide line, Rav Ashi Amar, Mone Vaholech Shaini, the Daite Akule. Mone Vaholech Shaini, the Daite Akule. Namely, that even in a world of Manastam, even in a world of monastam, if we have an individual who is monev aholech, so he is showing that this is mikan ulahaba. Rashi, monev aholech shayni, afagav dama monastam, and generally in the world of monastam, we say that it's lemafreya, or we say that it's a chov, but here, if monev aholech, then kevin de chazit say monev aholech, we see daita akula, and therefore it works mikano lahaba, and therefore we have over here a definition of kesef kedushin, and if lo nasan, then she is not mikudeshet. But if we don't have the mona v'holech, that's where we have the world of monastam, is the world of almanas, and that it would go l'mafreya. Okay, yes?
Sorry, we made a distinction between Rambam between Kov and Kedushin?
We pointed out that we have the Rambam and we have the Meiri. Both of them say Kofin. The Rambam's Kofin is that we are Kofa the individual to be Mekayim his Tnai in order to be Mekayim the Maisa. According to the Meiri, the Maisa is already Kayim. We're Kofa the individual to pay his Chov.
So here we said that according to the Rambam, since the case of Manastam is a Chov,
the case of Manastam, the Chov, means two things. Could mean two things. There's what's called Chov and Chova. So within the Rambam, we have a Chova. We have an obligation on an individual to fulfill his Tanai in order to Mekayim the Maisa. That's in a world of Manastam. According to the Meiri, we have a Chov. We have a debt that the person has to pay his debt. The Kesef Kedushin already was, and now he has to pay his debt. So. But in Mana Zo, when he says Mana Zo, what he is pointing out is that I am defining this entire Mana as the Kesef Kedushin, and if it'll be paid, then she'll be Mekudeshet Mikano Lahaba. If it won't be paid, then in that situation. If it won't be paid, then we have a mekachtos that he defined the kesef kedushin in one way, and he never paid the kesef kedushin. The moment that he said mana zo, what he is doing is he is untying the amanas. In other words, the amanas created a me'achshav. That's stam his kavana. Kol omer amanas ki omer me'achshav dame. But if he says black and white that I don't want this to be me'achshav, and how does he do that by saying mana zo, then we don't say kime'achshav dami. There is a mana, again, we're dealing with questions of what was his kavana. So we say that in almanas, we assume his kavana was kime'achshav dami. But if he says mana zo, what he's pointing out to us is that he doesn't want to view this as me'achshav. Oh, yeah? Yes, tremendously. Okay. Yeah, yes. 100%. I mean, these are different worlds, 100%. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we're left with is simply one line of the Gemara of the world of Nafik Ayadei Hadchak, and that I asked you to look at. I asked you to look at the Ritva and the Shita Lo Nodalimbi, Talmud HaRashba, and then see the Rambam and Ishus Mechira. That will simply deal with that last line, and then we're going to move over into the sugya of Mashkon. It's a very, very rich sugya, very nice sugya. I'll give you a page of Marma Kamos yet today, but it's only for 2 weeks from today. Okay? 2 weeks from today. So, okay, Shabrocha v'Hatzlacha in terms of your learning.